Hi, this is Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Ron Baker, owner of Photo Art Gallery and Studio, in today. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Tiffany. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining me. So you were just mentioning that you're kind of thinking about rebranding or renaming your studio.
Well, it's not going to be renaming. It's just a little clarification. It's going to be the gallery at Photo Art, and then also Photography Studio with Ron Baker.
Okay. And so what do you, you've had this space for, a year-ish now?
Officially open, well, I moved in June of 2019, so okay. It's so coming up on a year and a half.
Okay. And you're on Spring Street, and right next to the Brost. And so what do you have going on there? So I think sometimes people drive by and kind of wonder. So tell us what's going on.
Well, sure. Photo art is a concept that I've been brainstorming for a few years, and it's a combination of everything that I do professionally and what I enjoy, and that's bringing art together in one location. I've got an art gallery that hosts not only my own work, but other artists of the Upper Cumberland. Also, I've got a full photography studio because I primarily focus on commercial photography, which involves communication for businesses and local individuals. But I also do portraits and events. So, but everything happens in one location.
And you've been pretty established in this area. You're not from here, correct?
No. I'm originally from the Cincinnati area, Hamilton, Ohio.
And what brought you to Tennessee? A long line of stuff.
In 2008, our family made a move to Tennessee for work.
Yeah. And so you came here, and were you in photography at that point?
I've been doing photography for over 23 years professionally, full time. And for the first, since I moved here until last year, I worked from my home out of my residence. I had a 1,000-square-foot studio at my home. And up until last year, I decided to go for it. I wanted to bring all my ideas together and make it happen.
What do you think was the timing for last year making, let's do this right now?
I think, I went through a divorce and then went through the healing after that. And I got to a point in my life where, I felt good about, the ideas that I had, and I wanted to bring it to the public. So.
And it's definitely a different concept than we don't have other art galleries like that that bring in other people's work into the community.
Right. Like I said, it's everything I enjoy. I've got a bachelor's degree in fine art. I don't exercise a whole lot of drawing and painting, but I've done quite a bit of my lifetime, but mostly focused on photography now. And bringing other artists in, I create win-win situations for everyone. Place for them to exhibit their work, to sell it. Also, that foot traffic brings people in for the photography and vice versa.
Well, and part of what I think is, like you said, the foot traffic, you get to bring people that might not be very interested in art, that's just, I'm not creative enough to go to a gallery. You do have a setting now that people can just come in and see where they might not be specifically interested in art.
Right, exactly. And if I give a little bit more detail and go into exactly everything that I do, it's just everything creative in one place. Every Friday, the last Friday of the month, I have a final Friday events, an open house from 5 to 9 p.m. And that allows people to come in, meet the artist, look at, purchase art. I also have live music. It brings in musical talent, which is also a form of art. So everything comes together. I teach photography. at that, so that location.
That event is really, that's that, again, speaking of the unique aspect of what you're doing and what you have there, there's not other events like that. That I think Art Pro started kind of doing a First Fridays thing, and then where artists, you're providing the outlet for artists to have their work, but then also people that aren't necessarily in that community, but to but maybe want to just check out some different art.
Well, there is the Art Prowl, and there's typically Fall Fun Fest. Different craftsmen or artists, they exhibit their work there. There's also the Art Round of Tennessee and the Upper Cumberland. They have a First Friday event, but it's rotating venues. So they bring people into the businesses, and they have local artists exhibit their work. But I am kind of a brick and mortar.
You are a brick and mortar, 100%.
100%, 100% brick and mortar. It's not just online. It's walk-in. I'm there.
So in case you're just joining us, we have Ron Baker, photo art gallery and studio owner. And so you have this place, and you're kind of getting rolling, and you had an opening event, and you kind of kicked off around the Art Prowl, which was November-ish last year, and you've kind of established what you're doing, and then the pandemic hits. As a business owner in this community, tell me about what you went through in March, April, May, you know, when you're not really having events and you can't have people in the studio. And
right, exactly. March of this year, when the pandemic hit, I essentially closed down for 3 months, but I closed to the public, but I still used my space. I went in, I did work, I worked on the space, I worked on, furthering my business from the inside out. There wasn't a whole lot of work available during that time. Luckily, I weathered that. Business has picked up again, and I look forward to...
You had the pressure of, do I even keep this building? This was kind of something you went out on a limb to get a building. Most artists in this community do not have a building like that, or they work from their homes, just like you were saying before. And so you struggled somewhat in what's the best decision to do.
Well, I did have some thoughts about, I didn't know how this was going to play out. So mm-hmm. Of course that was one of my considerations. But the whole concept behind photo art is my photography that I do for businesses is the driving force. It pays the bills. The gallery provides me a place to hang my own photography and artwork and allow others to do the same. So all my eggs aren't in one basket. I also do graphic design, vinyl signage, and graphics for business or personal use.
Well, and so you suffered through, if you will, those three couple months, and like you said, they've kind of turned around. So how has it been since you've been able to kind of open back up and have more artists back in the studio? And do you think that in the art community you feel this pressure to provide this outlet for other artists? Or
no, it's not a pressure at all. It's a joy that I have. I've got a lot of ideas that were gonna happen this year, but hopefully we can look forward to it next year, because I'm getting the community involved with some community projects. I'd like to do a Sidewalk Chalk Festival event. Possibly, I'm at the corner of Church Street and Spring Street, right across from Dairy Queen. I would love to put the event together up and down Church Street and the adjacent parking lots. That hasn't been announced. It hasn't been planned. But those are some of the ideas I have, and incorporating a way to give back to the schools.
Why is having art in this community a motivating force for you? What's behind that?
Art is all around us. It's part of our everyday life, whether you see it or not. It's an important thing in life. The creativity, the mindset, the collaboration, visualization, everything that goes into art. There's, you know, what I got excited about there, in Cookeville, there's a lot of murals going up on the sides of buildings, and it just beautifies the landscape and the downtown area. So,
do you think that it takes the fact that we do have all these art murals, that it brings attention to the art world for people who aren't very interested in art somewhat?
Oh, definitely. And you know, with that said, I've got something on my sleeve that's coming that's going to bring some attention. And like I said, to help out other budding artists that are in school and maybe want to consider art as a, you know, either a hobby or a profession. Cause I'm working on some things that are going to bring the entire community together, with the local artists, schools and just the public. I just want them to be more aware of the importance of art.
And I think that it is somewhat of an underserved community here, the art community, especially in the schools. They don't even have art in all the schools right now. And so I think that's definitely an area of need in this community.
Well, I've made this comment before. And when I first moved to Cookeville in 2008, I met a lot of the local artists, and they said Cookeville is a great place for artists to live and work. But it's difficult to sell their work here. And I still don't quite understand that. Artists talk about going to Nashville, Franklin, Chattanooga, going as far as Florida and other craft events, art shows around the country to sell their art. And the biggest question I have is, why can't Nashville and Chattanooga, Knoxville, come to Cookeville and enjoy everything that we have to offer, including the art?
We're going to get back into that in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I'm Ron Baker, photo art gallery and studio owner. So you were just kind of saying why you felt like, why couldn't we bring the art that you see in Nashville and the support of art in Nashville and Chattanooga and the bigger cities? Why can't we bring that here? And I think having this space is a good starting point.
That's what I believe, and I'm pretty firm on that. Cookeville is such a great community and has so much to offer. I mean, the number of Airbnbs that are growing, the hotels, the businesses, the restaurants, all of the geographics with the waterfalls and the trails. But when people come and they want to stay a weekend, they want to go to art galleries. They want to purchase crafts and That's all part of it.
Did you think that, did you feel like you were going to be part of the tourism community when you first started out, or was that kind of a tertiary thing?
That's another aspect of it that I considered.
Yeah. And so on top of the fact that you're a staple to bring in people into the town, you also do rent the space out for small gatherings if people mm-hmm. need that. Yep. You've had concerts. You allowing, and it's all different kinds of work. So in your space too, I think that some aspect that's neat to me is that it's not just that you have a wall so that people can hang paintings, right, or photography, ceramics can go in, and you have different displays that, that can go in there.
It was designed to be a very flexible and usable space. The photography studio is also available for rent. The gallery space is available for rent. I teach in the gallery. I've had classical guitar concerts. I have the Final Friday events where I have musicians come in and provide music for that evening. I'm encouraging people to come in, and if they just want to give a talk or have a meeting, if there's a small business in town that needs to redo all their headshots and photography of all their staff members, they can come in and combine. Use the meeting space while I do the photography. They can meet with all their salespeople in one place.
So how has that been pivoting from just, mm-hmm. I mean, you spent a lot of years of taking pictures of a lot of people and things to running a business and having this event space and having this space that you're now working with artists one-on-one. How has that been to pivot and change?
Well, it all develops and it kind of... metamorphosizes or grows into other aspects of my life. I've incorporated the musicians and the music because I love music. I love musicians. It's another creative outlet. I took some classical guitar in college, and it's a part of me. To answer your question, the event space and running the business, it's something that it's everything that I enjoy doing.
But do you like? I say this a lot to people that. You know photography, right? Like, you know ins and outs. But running an event space is a totally different ballgame. Okay.
There's a lot of things people don't know about me. I've worked in restaurants, management. I've worked as a chef. I've worked as a chef in another country, in the UK. Organized a lot of private events in my home and entertaining people. Everything from the cooking to organizing the guest list and bringing in talent. I had an American Idol semifinalist perform at our home for about 40 or 50 guests. So it's all these things that, I sometimes forget all the little skills that I've picked up over my lifetime, and it's always tied to something else. And when you walk into my gallery and you see the walls and they're movable, I build all those, and that comes from things that I've done. Woodshop class in school. I worked at a cabinet shop for a while. So there's this phase of my life between art school. And starting my career as a professional photographer, where I worked a lot of different types of jobs, and always picked up a new skill set with every one of those jobs.
In case you're just joining us, we have Ron Baker, photo art gallery and studio owner. And so do you feel like you're kind of at the point where you are able to take all the skills, all the things, all the many hats you've worn and kind of put them into this passion project of yours?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's happening. I think with any big undertaking or dream anyone envisions, there's a lot of intrepidation or fear of failure, but I work through it. I work past it, and
you have so much to pull from too. You have all this past of like, mm-hmm. okay, well, I'm going to pull from this experience or that experience. So, yeah. Talk to me a little bit about what you've done as a photographer in town. So we've talked before, and you have done headshots for all the police department, the fire department. You're just kind of a go-to guy around town.
Yeah, my photography, when I started out in Cincinnati, I'll just give you a little quick chronological history, but assisted pretty much all the top photographers in Cincinnati when I was starting out. And that involved walking into the Procter & Gamble headquarters, international headquarters in Cincinnati, and going up to the private floor where the CEO resides and working with another photography and photographing the CEO. But That was as an assistant. But through my assistants and my job as a photographer, once I kind of matured to a point where I was ready to go out on my own, the places that my photography have taken me and allowed me to see and experience many things that most people don't have a chance, like going into an automobile stamping, like a part stamping facility, and seeing that operation, going into a foundry to see that operation, going into a hospital and photographing a live surgery, doing headshots for surgeons and doctors, attorneys. I photographed governors, Speaker of the House. I photographed mayors.
How do you think in this area you've established yourself to be the guy to take some headshots?
I know there's other people out there doing headshots. I do many headshots for Cookeville area. People come to me because they know my expertise, they know my skill set, and I can provide them exactly what they envision. They tell me what they need, and that's what I give them.
Well, because some people feel like Cookeville is like the brick wall that they can never get through. Steel wall, I guess, maybe would be a better way. But like, how did you, as somebody who's not from here, how do you think you kind of broke into that?
Well, it's built on relationships. And when I got to town, whether it's a skill set or a passion, I like helping other people. I like doing for the others. And I got involved in the Rotary Breakfast Club here in Cookeville. And I also got involved in the Kiwanis Club and a lot of volunteering. I've met some really good people during that time. And I was involved with the Chamber of Commerce and met a lot of business owners, small and large. And so getting in and getting to know the people and developing a relationship where trust is a foundation,
mm-hmm.
to know that I deliver what I say mm-hmm. I'm going to deliver, and also that I run my business on ethics, and I do everything the way that should be done.
Yeah, I think, you know, getting involved right away and establishing yourself with some of these organizations, and then this town operates by word of mouth, I think, a lot, you know, so you establish yourself with a few people and then word spreads. And
It does. And you know, shortly into the Rotary Club, I was a director of international service, and we were organizing the international night one year, and I was the chair for that committee. And there was a task at hand, and it was reaching out to the community. And someone who is a lifelong resident of Cookeville turned to me and said, "Ron, can you do this? You know more people in town than I do." And that's just it, is getting out, meeting people, shaking hands, and you know, developing those relationships.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see what happens with Photo Art Gallery in the future, and how you kind of are, you know, establishing a staple in this community in the downtown area. I love to see what growth we've had and what there is to come. And I love to see your passion behind that and your driving force and, you know, what you bring to the community as well in that downtown area. You know, we're a small clique down there, and we want to, you know, make some changes and see this community get even better than it already is.
Well, thank you. And I do want to give a shout out. Coming up on October 30th, it's another Final Friday event from 5 to 9 p.m. at 31 West Spring Street at Photo Art, the gallery. And, you know, in the spirit of Halloween and COVID, I'm going to encourage people to wear masks.
There you go.
And be festive. And I hope to see everyone there. Also coming to Spring Street is a place to watch over the next year. There's some things that are happening there that everyone wants to keep their eye on, because it's going to be developing into its own little district, like the West Side.
I love that. I love to see the changes, and I love to see that you're a driving force, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future. Thank you so much for coming in, Ron.
Thank you, Tiffany.